Did you get the vax?
I got the vax.
Yeah. Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Even 4.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, and also, Bru, you know how it is. This is the same like you go to a party.
You were worried about your heart?
And you are with the wrong people. All of a sudden, you might do something on this party that you don't want to do because there's these people that are like, you know, you should do it.
Dude, fuck.
So damn, I'm in this dude. Place also. I was in this place. We don't need to say where it is exactly, but I was there. And my friends say like, we can get it. You should get it, man. And I'm like,
you got peer pressured into the vax?
Yeah,
kind of. Is that what you're saying? I don't like, fuck no.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. It is what it is.
When I think about it later on, I'm like, what did I do, man? But, oh my God, this turns into weird conspiracy theories, because I did blood cleaning twice after all this. I did a plasmapheresis with taking out heavy metals and all that stuff. Oh man, yeah, I did all this. I don't know, this is too controversial probably to say this.
Wait, no, say it.
I went to the doctor and I did my blood work again because I take my blood work all the time. And then I show it to the doctor and we kind of see these particles and I'm like, what is this? And then they all
Shut the fuck up. This is from this.
And I'm like, oh my God. And then I show it to another of my friends and there's all kind of hidden websites that you can't get to, but it's like the dark media kind of web. And there's even more conspiracies.
This is crazy as fuck because I know you're the kind of guy who for sure you got your blood work all the time. And then you're telling me you got the thing and then you got your blood work and then it was fucking crazy.
And yeah, and this guy's also big into it. So he's like, you need to do a plasmapheresis now. So they poke like a fucking needle into your arm here, which is like a pen, you know, like thick like this, bro. It's unbelievable thick needle. And they take all your blood out, put it into this machine, and then clean it and bring it back. So we did this with the heavy metal cleaning and all this stuff, which supposedly cleaned my blood. I did a D-dimer test and all this. I don't know if you know what it is. It's like this determines like the clotting of your
blood arteries
and stuff, like D-dimer. And like my D-dimer was this, and then after all this, it was dead. And then, I did
so
this.
So did it improve after you got that?
I did it, twice. I did it in 6 month period, like one time and then the second time. Also expensive as fuck, man. Like, yeah, it's no fun, man. I was so shocked. And the doctor was like, you need to do it, man, if you want to like survive after you took these shots, bro.
No way.
You need to do this now. Yeah, this was like that, actually.
Shit.
Because I don't know if the nurse did something weird, because when she took this in Thailand, obviously.
Yeah.
So when she then took out the blood, and then it's like there was some like a white thing in there. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then they may be like, maybe cholesterol. And I'm like, what the hell? So hot? Like, what the fuck is this? Then I show this to my friend. He's conspiracy. Oh, he shows me all these websites where he's like, since they do this to people, so and so many, they found this in athletes and stuff. And that's a weird like reason why people, they die. They have these white blood clots, tons of them in their blood everywhere. And so they're like, this is what you maybe have. We go to this other doctor and make further testing. And then I make further testing and he's like, not white. It was not white anymore. There was no white thing. It was probably air, just like the nurse didn't do it right. But he then said, there's these black particles. This is the heavy metal that you have in your blood.
Dude, that whole thing just trips me out. Yeah, that was such a crazy time, man. Like an actual crazy time.
So ultimately what I think about this right now, like after all, I'm like, that was it and is some kind of a flu. And that's what it is. And people overreacted maybe, and whatever this, like, people maybe saw opportunities also for making
money.
Yeah. And you know that there's maybe bigger people over us. They can control much more things in different ways. Yeah. And they did let this happen, right?
Yeah.
But ultimately, I think there was kind of an overreaction to this.
Yeah, I agree, man. For sure. I mean, I kept my gym open during the time. It was just the whole thing that, like, when you started asking questions, there wasn't much, like, congruency with all of the things that they were doing.